Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Wow, do we have a big show in store for you today. A lot of, firsts are going to be attempted on today's two-hour radio spectacular, and we apologize in advance, as always. Also, coming up on the big show today, Big Wave Dave, hopefully, we're going to check in with Howard, who is Howard Ehrenberg, who is John Chatterton's better half on the show Curse of Oak Island that's airing on the History Channel right now. Better half might not be the proper term. Sidekick, partner in crime. His Robin to his Scuba Batman. I don't know, but we're going to talk to Howard a little bit because, you know, they finished up the series last Tuesday evening on History Channel. However, this week they're going to air a special after the show kind of thing. And we're going to talk with Howard and get a little preview of what's going to happen on the show this week. Also, spear fishing in South Florida is under attack. And we're going to get to the bottom of this and find out what exactly is going on because this kind of popped up a couple weeks ago. I've been following the story a little bit and finally have tracked down some real information that you might find quite enlightening if you care one way or another about divers spearfishing on scuba. Let's see. We got new mermaids we got to talk about for Beneath the Sea Dive Show. There's a beer called Diver Down that I just discovered as well that we're not going to sample, but we're going to make that plan soon. And if that weren't enough, we got Brent, who's going to report on diving in Jupiter with lemon sharks. And we got Bubble Boy making a major announcement this week on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. He is in the studio right now. And
hey,
Bubble Boy, you look quite formal today, a little bit more, authoritative or something.
Yeah, I've been out stumping around today.
Stumping. Mm-hmm. You've been stumping. So he's going to make a big announcement. As a matter of fact, I think Fox News got a little preview of what Bubble Boy was doing this week. And we're gonna dive into that as well. So, it is a full show today. But before we get into any of that real news, informational type stuff here on the big show, I bring on our regular character in crime from the mountains of Virginia. Jerry the Diver Guy is on Scuba Radio right now. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, Jerry's been mermaid wrangling for us. And he has lined up some new mermaids for the Beneath the Sea Dive Show April 1st, which will be our 19-year anniversary of Scuba Radio as well. So he's wrangling up some of his mountain swimming friends or something. He's found some tadpoles to bring up to Jersey for us. Is that right, Jerry?
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But the other thing is, he's trying to get on the TV show Survivor. And I've been wanting to do this for a while. I've been helping him behind the scenes with his video. He's got a great video that he put together that he filmed. I helped them edit it up a little bit, and he submitted it to the production crew at Survivor, and we're waiting for them to get back to us and let us know if they're going to indeed pick Jerry the Diver Guy to be on Survivor. Matter of fact, you got a friend, Jimmy. He's going to join us a little bit later on too, right,
That's
Jerry?
That's correct.
And he knows he knows someone who knows someone who knows someone or something like that. It's Survivor. It's always about who you know or who you know and who they know. And anyway, we'll talk to Jerry and Jimmy here about that a little bit later on. So, you know, we're working all the channels we can to get Jerry on the TV show, because any diver that gets on Survivor, I think, will be good for the sport, good for the activity, and good for just sharing the love of diving. And Jerry would be a great representative in that regard. However, what can we do beyond that? What can we do to ensure our chances? How about bring on our Scuba Radio psychic, Valentina, to have her kind of maybe use her, channel her auras, or I don't know, what do you do? Chakras? What is it, Val? What do we?
I work off of energy.
Energy. Okay, so we need to channel Jerry the Diver guy's energy into the folks at Survivor to get him on this TV show, or at least you can maybe tell us if you think he has any shot in hell to do this by using your psychic abilities.
I will work on tuning in and seeing if he is going to have a chance.
Yes. And you do this. Valentina is indeed psychic. She's over on the west coast of Florida. And she actually, she takes people's pictures, talks to them on the phone or in person or whatever. And she offers life coaching and searching, you know, with
transformations for people,
right?
Any kind of help that they may need, decisions.
You turn them into like a chicken or a dog or something. No, wait,
that's the transformation.
Yes,
I turn them into Transformers.
Of course, that would make much more sense since we're right here in Orlando.
Would that be like Bumblebee?
If you want to be like Bumblebee, Prime? I guess you could be like
that. That's cool.
Was that a Transformer?
Which, yeah. Bumblebee and Optimus Prime? You don't know. Come on, you're a geek too, V. I know you.
Yeah, but not a Transformer geek.
Oh, okay.
Star Wars.
All right. Turn him into an Ewok.
I want to be Megatron, Greg.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. Before the show, we had Jerry the Diver Guy send Valentina a picture. That's what you need to kind of work this magic.
Yeah,
right?
I start tuning in and then...
So are you tuned in? I hear the music in the background. You're using that.
Oh,
to
you
kind
can
of,
hear that?
I do. Well, that's, yeah. You have to have that kind of vibe going.
It's a meditation.
Is there incense going on at the same time? It smells like old musty wetsuits.
Are you in my house?
No, we're just connected psychically, Valentina. Come on. You know, I kind of feel it here.
There is incense burning. There's candles all over.
Yeah.
I just create a very zen, meditative environment.
Yes.
So that I can...
It's like you're diving. It's like you're scuba diving. It's the same kind of thing.
It is the same feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. See, I'm totally hip to your drive. So are you connected with Jerry now? Have you been doing this, as we led up to the show? We've kind of set this up in advance. How far along are you? What do you think?
Well, I needed Jerry. Unfortunately, took a while to get me a decent photo.
Yeah, one with clothes.
And he sent me one with someone else in them. Then I don't like to pick up their energy by accident.
Right.
So I have a few things, and we'll see if based on these, we'll see if I was able to make a connection with Jerry.
Yeah,
and.
Can you channel something? What I'm trying to find out is if he has any chance to, on this Survivor show.
I know what
show.
You're going
to
say.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't tune into that yet. I may have to.
You got to switch the channel to CBS.
Well, yeah, because that's sort of how it works. But when you're focused on one. So, all right. Are you ready to... And these, okay, let me just explain that when I get messages, I have to figure out if it's somebody on the other side that is making a message for somebody that's living, mm-hmm. or if it's somebody, the messages can go two ways. Either the dead are talking about the living, or the dead are talking about the dead.
And we've talked about this before. It comes to you as kind of like a voicemail, right? And so it's like, hey, this is dead guy number one. Could you send a message to, my daughter?
It's often not very detailed like that. It comes in pictures and sometimes phrases or words, and I have to figure out how those words relate, mm-hmm. if it relates to somebody on the living side or the dead side.
Well, Jerry, back me up. You'll know she is connected if she instantly gets a picture of a mason jar of moonshine. Am I right there, Jerry?
That would be correct.
That would be the calling card of any of Jerry's dead relatives, is my guess. Yeah, or Elvis. It could be Elvis, maybe, right? Because you're distantly related to Elvis.
I haven't.
There's a lot of garbage to go through my head, you know.
I know. Well, I did get the word June, and that would be either somebody close to you or someone that's crossed over's birth month, or it's their death month. I don't know.
The dark month of June.
Significance to you.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a quick break. Let's mull this over, and we'll come back and psychically connect to Jerry the Diver Guy next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Governor Chris Christie choosing his next target in New Hampshire. So who is this bubble boy that he's talking about? It ain't John Travolta.
Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in and keep the bubble right beside him so his day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again. Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in and keep the bubble right beside him so his day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That song is about Bubble Boy, who is in the studio with me.
Greg.
Sometimes. Bubble Boy talked about on the news, on Fox News this week, and how Chris Christie is upset with you in some capacity because, what, you're running for president?
No, I cut in front of him at the buffet.
Ah, that explains everything. I don't know. Valentina, what do you think? Bubble Boy, if he did run for president, do you think he'd win? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but psychically, don't you believe he has the goods?
He would be vice president.
Okay, Bubble Boy for vice president. And we'll help. Maybe that'll be our next phase to kind of channel Valentine.
I am a president of vices.
Psychic powers into making Bubble Boy vice president. But anyway, at least Fox News is taking notice of you. You've come a long way. All right, so we have our psychic mermaid, Valentina, on the line with Jerry the Diver Guy, who is up for, well, he's trying to get on the TV show Survivor, which would be huge exposure for diving. He would represent the diving community on this a fun show to watch. It has huge ratings, and that would be good for diving in general. So we're having Valentina read Jerry the Diver Guy. She's got a picture of Jerry that she's been mulling over, and that's how she does her magic, or channels the energy of dead people, and then they tell her, like, oh yeah, he's going to be on the TV show or not. So, but the first thing you picked up was about the month of June, or somebody named June. Is that right, Valentina?
Or yes. What?
All right. So this means what to you, Jerry? What do you think? Are you feeling something about you? Do you know
it? It reminds me that my mama's birthday's in June.
Okay. And
she living or crossed over?
She's living.
She's living. Okay.
Is there anybody crossed?
Has anybody crossed over in the month of June? Is that what you were saying, Valentina? Yeah.
Exactly.
Not that I know of.
That you can think of. Okay. Is it anybody that's crossed over's birth month?
I can't remember.
You weren't supposed to be drinking moonshine during this reading there, Jerry. That kind of clouds the energy, doesn't it, Valentina?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that could be a problem with Jerry. So
my brain it's clouded anyway.
This boy ain't right. But we'll do the best we can. All right, so June is an issue month-wise. You're feeling something about the month of June, so Jerry can go back and, find out what's going on with that.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff, that's why they're given the notes that I have. Yeah. A lot of this stuff is things you have to sometimes sit and figure out where it ties in, because all I'm getting are the clues. And so then we have to figure out what they mean and how all these words pertain to Jerry somehow, or somebody that's crossed over, or an immediate family member.
Yeah. Are you picking up anything along the lines of Survivor or TV or something like that? Because that's what I want to find out for Jerry. That's what I'm trying to channel here, Valentina. What do you think?
And I will have to. I didn't tune into that. Yeah. So, because I have to. It's like switching tracks. And so if I'm sitting and just doing a general reading and just seeing what comes through, which is what I did for him.
Yeah.
Then, I could sit and think about it, but I have to tune in a little bit more.
Well, what have you picked up?
I'll come back to it, and then I'll see what comes.
Got it.
Out of it.
Well, what have you picked up though? What are you feeling when it comes to Jerry the Diver Guy? Just in general.
Okay. So, and this again, the information could be it could be from somebody that's immediately crossed over close by, or it could be something that Jerry was around. This is his energy.
Yeah.
So the next thing that came in was I sensed that there was a car accident recently, possibly himself, and nobody got hurt, though. It was or it could be somebody in his family close to him that just recently had something, but this energy is around him. So is there any kind of relevancy to that?
What do you think, Jerry?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. You had a big motorcycle accident. But that, I mean, it wasn't. Are you saying recent, Valentina, or just in his past?
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, I wrote car accident, but maybe it was a different vehicle. But whoever it was did not get hurt. So it wasn't one of those where people died, or it was just. Okay. Again, If information doesn't fit right now, it also could be stuff for the future.
Yeah, don't drive anywhere for the next 48 hours, Jerry.
Whatever.
Until at least after June.
Okay.
All right, what else you got, V? What do you think?
Then there was the name Isabel, and again, names could be living or crossed over. And then there was somebody with like a Renaissance name, living or dead. Something like a name like Genevieve or something more, along that era. Mm. And I don't know if, so that would be any females on the other side that has more of a...
Jerry, ring a bell? What do you think?
Renaissance.
Isabel, Genevieve.
Nope.
Are these like would-be girls that you've had in your mind maybe that are kind of getting over to V?
I don't think so. I don't know nobody with those names.
Well, those are,
well again, nice are, when you get information like this, it's something you're going to have to talk to other family members, maybe look through some photo albums and see where. But a lot of the stuff, that's why you know, I have to explain that a lot of the stuff is so random, and then we have to sit and figure out where it pertains to your life. But a lot of it becomes homework, too, because you also need to talk to other family members about other generations, because this could be anybody that crossed over.
Well, Genevieve and what was the other one?
Isabel.
They could be like former love interests of Elvis, who, you know, Jerry says he's in along the same bloodline of Elvis Presley.
It could be something like that
as well.
It
could be. God knows he's probably banged a few of those names over the years when he was walking around. You know what I'm saying? Well, he still is. Yeah. He's still eating peanut butter and banana sandwiches. But anyway, I mean, there could be a connection there. So you have to just do some more homework on your own there, Jerry. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that doesn't make sense is stuff you're going to have to look around, ask a few people about it. But all the stuff pertains to you. It just... a matter of figuring out, you know, if it's future, past, present, or if it's somebody that's giving information from crossed over.
Wow.
Okay. Well, then there was something, the word calendar came up.
Like Hooters calendar?
Sports Illustrated.
No, I mean, I feel like this is, unless you had an interaction with an actual paper calendar or there was something you just recently marked, then...
I know what it is. He was planning to do one of our dive trips, and he was looking at his calendar to plan accordingly, because we were talking about that last week. I know that's a hit right there. All right, more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, we're not talking so much about diving as today because we're trying to use our forum to bring some luck and some energy to Jerry the Diver Guy to get on the TV show Survivor with our psychic mermaid, Valentina. And you have to rechannel or refocus or change the channel to tune into specifically that. So I guess you're going to have to work on that, right, V? That's going to take more time to find out exactly if he's going to get on Survivor. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I will tune into that.
Yeah, I thought this would happen right off the bat because, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy is usually surrounded by spirits, and I would assume that would, you know, help immensely. But it may not be
that's mostly the demons in my head.
Is that the voices? The voices, yeah. But
voices, yeah.
And it might be the wrong kind of spirits, I guess, is what you're saying, too. It's that homegrown kind of spirit out of the mountains of Virginia.
Now, I have a question, Greg. I think I know what's going to happen. My prediction for Jerry, he's going to get it. He's going to make it to Survivor.
Yeah.
And before he can get voted off on the third day, he wanders off with a fermented coconut looking for Ginger and Marianne.
Wow. So you're picking that up, Bubble Boy. Maybe Bubble Boy is somewhat psychic. I don't know. I mean, do you sense that, Valentina? I mean... you can tell when you just meet people that some folks are more sensitive than others. Like divers are in general more sensitive people than the general population. Wouldn't you agree with that? You would say that's true, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely more relaxed.
We're more relaxed. We're very much in touch with our Zen-like energy, and that kind of helps when you're doing this, you know, stuff like trying to talk to dead people. Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, work on the Survivor thing. Let me know. We'll find out if we can make a connection there and put in a word for, you know, like Jacques Cousteau or something for me, too, okay? Will you do that, V?
Yes.
So do I need to call you, V?
Yeah, for a separate reading, like a more in-depth reading?
Yeah, actually, we were talking about that, I think.
So. Okay, all right. Well, we'll make that happen off the air, and we'll give them, you know, it takes time. This is a process. You can't really just put them on the spot on the air like this, but we did it anyway. That's just what we
do.
Yeah,
you did.
All right. More coming up on The Curse of Oak Island next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down. All the way.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and Jerry, the Diver Guy. So, Jerry, what do you think? Did you learn anything there from Valentina? Did you feel it? Or you think you're going to have to sit down and have a little bit longer chat? You think that's what's going to end up happening?
I assume we're going to have a chat.
Yeah, because you just weren't feeling it right off the bat there, I guess, right?
Well, you know, I don't know. I may have figured out something.
What do you mean?
Who knows?
I mean, did any of that stuff seem to connect with you or no?
Not really, but the Isabella thing just come to mind, though.
Oh, it did? Well, see?
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens when you're talking to these psychics like that. At the time, you're kind of like, that makes no sense. That makes no sense. But then when you sit down and you have a few minutes and some time to reflect, like, wait a minute, my cousin Isabella, or this guy, is that where you're, what was the hit there with Isabella then?
Well, I got a friend's name that's Isabella.
Okay. All right. Well, that would make sense.
And he passed away in a car crash in October.
Oh, my gosh. See?
So.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. Wait, is it getting deep in here? Literally, and I don't mean, like, for diving. Hey, did you just made that up, didn't you?
No.
Did he get hit in the face with a June bug?
And I don't know.
That's what caused the accident.
He got hit. June
bug. June bug
hit the windshield. He lost his visibility and swerved, and you know, and the rest is, well, I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it. The bottom line is, if we can channel Valentina's psychic abilities and work them into some effort to, you know, get you on Survivor. Have you heard anything about that lately? Any more updates or no?
No, just what Jimmy said. I mean, it's been pushed up the ranks.
Yeah, okay, so, and Jimmy is who exactly?
Jimmy Crane.
Jimmy Crane. So, Jimmy is, he is a friend of the guy from Virginia who was in or on the TV show Survivor. Is that it?
You need to give him a call, Greg.
You think so?
Give him a call.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can do that. You know him via how? Or how do you know this guy?
Well, he is a big fan of the show, and as usual, a lot of them contact me on Facebook, and he sent a message up one day and said he's a big fan, and he's been listening ever since. Well, been listening for a long
but
time.
But his name is Jimmy Crane. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jimmy, okay, all right, hold on. I think I got him on the line here. Jimmy, stand by there. Let's see if we can switch something around here and bring Jimmy Crane on, who is friends with Jerry the Diver Guy on Facebook and also friends with the guy who was on Survivor. Jimmy, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Greg?
Good, good, good. Okay, so how did this happen? I mean, did you know the guy that was on Survivor? You just grew up with him there in Virginia or something, or what? How did that
actually
happen?
In East Tennessee, a few miles down the road from Jerry, and I went to high school with him and played football with him and kept in contact over the years. And his name is who?
Which guy?
Jerry wanted to be on Survivor and thought I'd contact him.
Well, which guy is it? Which one on Survivor? What's his name?
They nicknamed him Bubba. Survivor.
Okay. And what season was that, Jerry, that he was on?
Vanuatu.
Oh, Vanuatu. Okay.
Vanuatu, yeah.
Got it. All right. So you you heard us talking about Jerry being on Survivor. Are you a diver too, Jimmy, or no?
Yeah, I'm an open water scuba instructor.
Oh, well, excellent. Well, good. And so you guys, you share that love of diving. You heard him talking about that and that he wanted to be on the show. Do you agree with me? You obviously know Jerry good enough to know a little bit about him. Wouldn't he be great on this show?
You know, they need to have more scuba people on the Survivor. They need to have some spring water on the Survivor, and I guarantee he would go far.
Absolutely. See, okay, so you got a fan. You're a fan of Jerry the Diver Guy, so you agree that he would be a good addition to the cast of Survivor.
He would fit in perfectly.
So what we edited this video, or I helped Jerry edit this video together, his submission video, and you've seen this, I guess. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and you used your channels or your guy there, Bubba, and you forwarded this video over to Bubba? Is that what you did, or what did you do?
Yes, I did. I contacted Jerry through Facebook and painted him and let him know that I knew Bubba.
Yeah.
And
is Bubba a diver, or do you know?
No, Bubba learned how to swim right before he went on Survivor.
Oh, okay.
He learned how to dog paddle. He's not a diver at all. He's still afraid of the water.
Yeah, I mean, I see some of those shows or some of those contestants, and I can't believe they don't swim better than they do. if you watch the show, you have to be able to swim.
That's true.
Or you're going to look like a total doofus and not last very long. But yeah, well, at least he knows how to swim. But he saw the video. Did he have any comments about it? Or did he say, hey, can I get some of that spring water or what?
Spring water, that's for sure.
Yes.
And he said he was going to forward it on to Chris, who won that season. Survivor.
Oh,
and
okay.
Chris apparently is either forwarded it on to the producers of the show that he's in contact with or is in the process of, and trying to get Jerry to the front of the line.
Well, hey, that would be friggin' awesome. Very well deserved. He's made a lot of effort to make this happen so far, and it really is who you know. And like I said, you know, it's not a matter of cutting ahead of other people. It's just letting the folks at Survivor know that, hey, Jerry the Diver Guy is out there. You need to take a look at this crazy mofo. You know what I'm saying? Because he would make a great contestant on Survivor. And obviously, the Bubba and Chris, the guy who won Vanuatu that year, liked the video as well, is what you're saying.
Yes, okay. He loved it, and they both wanted spring water. Wanted to know if I could get them some spring water.
Well, I'm starting to wonder.
I would do what I could.
Yes. No, Jerry, I'm starting to think that maybe that's all they really care about.
Hey, they get me on. There'll be spring water flowing.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. See, deals can be made. That's what we're here to facilitate.
We'll go into a little mini corporation together.
Very nice. Yeah, start bottling the own Survivor spring water. You know, see,
that's
there's some
right.
marketing angles that they could even get in on this deal, see? So, that's awesome. So, Jimmy, so where are you at now? You're not in Tennessee. You're where?
No, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, okay. So what do you do?
I'm in the land of no patty dive shops.
Of no patty dive shops. I can't
Correct.
Believe it. What's going on with that? Why is there no patty dive shops up there in Tallahassee? Is it because one of the other agencies had locked up the school? Is that what it is, maybe?
No. The school, FSU, is affiliated with many different certification agencies.
Yeah.
And SSI is the big one with them right now. It used to be patty.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The dive shop I talked through closed about 3 years ago, and there's another dive shop here in town that I don't really associate very well with, and not a very customer friendly service, but it's an opportunity to begin my own services.
I got you. So you're acting as an independent dive instructor for Patty up there in the Tallahassee area right now?
Yes, I am.
I'm actually
about to hopefully buy my own rental gear and not even worry about renting gear through other dive shops.
Oh, wow. So you just want to go and set up your own little mini independent service up there.
Yes.
And a lot of dive instructors.
And hopefully one day open up a storefront.
Well, there you go. And that's how a lot of dive instructors work across the country. They work independent like that, just like that. And, I mean, is this your full-time gig or are you just doing that part-time?
I'm doing it part-time. I'm actually a respiratory therapist by trade.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, you know, I really, that's good stuff. I mean, where do you dive? Locally, do you, head south?
There's
or?
A couple of springs nearby on the Wakulla River and the Wasissa River. The Wasissa River is known for a big spring named Big Blue.
Yeah,
well, have you, feet deep, 70 feet wide, and we go there quite a bit. You have to take canoes down the river to get to it. It's kind of an adventure for the students.
I got you. Well, have you talked to Bubba now that he knows how to swim there after being on Survivors? Like, hey, come on down, I'll teach you how to dive. Or you never had that conversation with him?
Never really had that conversation with him because he did tell me he's still a little timid around the water and he still only knows how to dog paddle.
Yeah.
I don't want to put him in a bad situation.
He won't get in the water unless $1 million is on the line, sounds like to me.
$2 million in that situation.
Well, okay. Good point. Good point. Well, Jimmy, well, thanks for your help. One diver helping another is what it sounds like is happening here, and we appreciate it, and maybe by pulling our resources, we'll make this happen for Jerry the Diver Guy, all right?
I certainly hope so.
There you go. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I mean, we can't possibly tell you what we're going to find, but we will get to the bottom, or at least as far as is humanly possible.
That is from The Curse of Oak Island. Now, we've been talking about this last couple of weeks with John Chatterton and his buddy Howard Ehrenberg. And Howard is on with us here on the big show today as, you know, the season finale was this past Tuesday night on the History Channel. I watched it. It was awesome. Howard, how are you, buddy? Good day.
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great, man. Are you still kind of reeling from the high of being on that thing and getting all the calls and accolades from your cohorts in the industry and their, you know, friends and stuff, or what?
Yeah, no, it was a blast. I mean, you know, John and I have done a bunch of things together, so, you know, it's cool to have another interesting project.
Absolutely.
Together. And actually, we'll be on Tuesday night, so... We did this after show called Drilling Down that was supposed to be on last week, but they bumped it for that
billion-dollar wreck. Yeah, they sucked me right in. I watched it, too, because I thought, hey, wait, Howard and John are supposed to be on this second show, and I started watching. Next thing you know, I was like, wait a minute. Well, they're not on, but this is interesting. So I kept watching it. But your show, this Digging Down, kind of like an after-the-show show for The Curse of Oak Island, airs this Tuesday.
Yes.
9 p.m. Eastern Time, History Channel. Check your local listings, that kind of thing. You can find it. But, let's go back to last week first, because, you know, the cliffhanger from the episode from before was John was going down. He had gotten down to the bottom of this money pit, and they were trying to figure out, you know, was it man-made or whatever, and then he got caught and snagged up and all this kind of stuff. It was definitely a bit of a cliffhanger. But he got down there in the season finale. Looked around, and you know, they were hoping that they could find proof that this thing was man-made, that it was a money pit stored, you know, a place where they were storing some kind of ancient treasure or the Ark of the Covenant or some crazy Indiana Jones kind of thing, right?
Yeah, what it is, the money pit is a separate area that's about 150 feet away.
Yeah.
And what they were hoping that 10X would be was an alternate path to get to the money pit, because as they dug deeper in the money pit, it flooded, and they Oak Island historians believe that there's flood tunnels that were booby traps.
Nice. Indiana Jones like.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And am I breaking up there or no?
No, we got you. We got you. We got a Skype connection with Howard today, so yeah.
The treasure, people believe that the treasure on Oak Island is at the bottom of this money pit. And so the 10X was, they were hoping that at the bottom of 10X that there was this cavity down there, and that it was like an actual tunnel that led to the money pit at that depth of like 200 feet below the surface. So that was the question they asked us, was to find out, you know, is it man-made or is it a natural formation? And in John's opinion, based on what he saw, he thinks it's a natural formation.
Yeah.
Whether or not they like actually, you know, believe that remains to be seen. You know, Rick is really dedicated and is a total true believer. And, you know, we pretty much told Rick that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could see it the way they built it up. You could tell the guys were, you know, on the edge of their seat waiting like, okay, finally, he's going to give us the news we want to hear. And it was like, sorry.
Yeah. No, they were totally on the edge of their seat. I could, to be honest, it was, you know, was it more amazing to see their reactions or just when I looked into the computer screen and said to Marty, who was, you know, back in Michigan, I was like, "Oh no, John's in the chamber." He was just gave me this look like, are you kidding me?" Like, you know, because so many other people had tried this, and you know, of course, we were like, "Yeah, no, you know." The first time I spoke to them, I said, "If anybody can do this, John's the guy that could pull this off. You know, we'll make this happen." And they were like, okay, but you know, and then we just went there and was like, boom, done.
Yeah,
there you go.
You guys knocked it right out. Yeah, I mean, and I was talking to John about that last week, how, you know, cavalier he almost kind of came across, like, hey, this is no sweat, we do this all the time, and we have no problem. And then I said, yeah, but then you got hung up. I said, did you start to, you know, mess your wetsuit just a little bit at that point, or what was that, just TV, you know, what's going on?
No, he barely, and actually, I think on when we did the after show, that was something that Maddie, the host, asked me, like, you know, what, when John got hung up, did you get nervous? I mean, I didn't really react very much because I could tell he wasn't reacting very much to
it. Yeah. Yeah, it was just a part of the gig, is what he said last week. He's like, look, you expect problems, you just deal with them and move on. Plan your dive, your plan.
Yeah. We've been much closer to getting killed than that.
Exactly. That was a walk in the park or a dive in the dark.
There's been plenty of other times where we've been much closer to death.
Yeah. Well, it made for a very compelling TV, even though you did kind of tell them there is no Santa. You know, that was, I'm sure, a letdown for them. I mean, did you guys feel a little bit bad at that point, too, telling them?
And this is what I said to them as well. I mean, you know, these guys have been looking for this treasure all over the place. They got, like, several different sites. It can't be everywhere.
Right.
So, while, you know, that's really the whole mystery of 10X, we can kind of put that behind us. But you got to cross stuff off the list. I mean, it can't be everywhere. You got to say, you know, either it's here or it's not here. So, okay, it's not 10X. Look other places. Yeah. I mean, me personally, I would focus on the swamp.
Yeah, well, they found plenty of other places to look, and it looks like there's at least another, you know, season or two of the Curse of Oak Island.
200-plus years of looking for this treasure.
Yeah, it's not ending anytime soon. So the series continues, digging deeper, or drilling down.
Drilling down.
Yeah, we'll air this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Look for Howard and John Chatterton on that cool show. Love the diving aspect. All right, that's it for hour one. Hour two is on deck. Stick around. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.